Burke with Pam Danzinger of Unity Marketing after the Rappaport International Diamond Conference this week. And she says the luxury consumer has pulled back some, not roared back, as some retail analysts have been stating. But that point doesn't mean jewelers and diamond brands should write off hopes for a strong Christmas season. Instead, Pam says, work harder and smarter and be more creative to gain your share of that fourth quarter spending.
The confidence among luxury consumers took a steep nosedive, the deepest nosedive that it did between second and third quarter this year than it did before the recession. Luxury consumers who are looking at their stock market portfolios or watching their investments, looking at the overall economic picture, are extremely concerned about where they stand, about where the economy overall stands. And the easiest thing for these affluent luxury consumers to do is to close their wallets and sit, because they don't need any of this. They don't need any jewelry by any stretch of the imagination. So I think jewelers really need to, don't listen to the noise, be realistic. The consumer is concerned, and so you're going to have to up your game. You're going to have to keep pushing. You're going to have to keep marketing. You're going to have to keep using all the tools in your portfolio to entice customers to come into the store. And then once they're in the store, I mean, you have to take that advantage of that tremendous opportunity of selling to them. We do 4 surveys a year with luxury consumers. We survey 1,200 plus affluent, that means they're at the top 20% of U.S. households, luxury, that they bought luxury during the quarter, consumers. And we ask them about the purchases that they've made, how much they're spending. So we have a tremendous database, a library of information about purchases over time. And every quarter, at the end, once I publish our report and do the analysis, I offer a webcast that looks at what are the major things that you need to know about, what's happening in your market. Now, we survey on 22 different products and services. Jewelry and watches is one of them. But I shared this morning some of the findings, and that the jewelry spending has basically been flat. There really aren't, it isn't, there's a few spikes, but basically the level is pretty flat over quarter to quarter when we look at spending. What has come back a little bit is demand. More luxury consumers are purchasing jewelry. That's what we've seen as measured by purchase incidents. So that's demand. So demand is going up a little bit, but spending is going flat. So what does that tell you? What is the net of that is more people are spending less money. So that has implications for how you merchandise your store. You may want to put up front and center some less costly pieces or some things that are very attractively priced. You may want to offer, getting people to buy a necklace and then matching earrings for half price. I mean, I think there are lots of ways that you can give the customer more for less in terms of the presentation. So those are some of the kind of things that you want to think about this year as to entice the customer, because they're looking for ultimate value. They're looking for a good price, and it's an extremely competitive marketplace. Another thing that we found in our research is that jewelry stores continue to lose in the game of selling jewelry to customers. Who's gaining? Department stores. Art galleries are selling more and more jewelry. The discounters, television shopping, the internet. So shoppers have so many more places to go. A jeweler needs to recognize that and face it, not just say, oh, well, if they're going to go shop on television, then they're not my kind of customer anyway. No, wrong. They are your customer. They want jewelry. They want nice pieces. You have to provide them the kind of enticement to get them into your store and to get them to buy. Just being in a street and having your sign up that says open is not enough anymore. So you need to be figuring out ways of taking your jewelry to the customer. I mean, maybe there's ways of being involved in local charities. Maybe there's ways of teaming up with other fashion stores, boutiques, wedding boutiques. There's just lots. You got to really think outside of your box, which is your store. Think beyond that. Using social media. I stress having a buzzworthy, a message that's buzzworthy. Is there something that you are doing that's really exciting? Is there something that you're doing that's really different, that sets you apart from all the other jewelers in your area? So you might want to post, you know, engagement photos. I mean, I don't know. You just got to think outside of your store box into new and creative ways of reaching out, touching the customers, and inviting them to come into your store. We heard this morning about Tiffany's serving champagne in the engagement room. Great idea. Have an open house for all the couples that are, you know, engaged or thinking about being engaged. Just lots of opportunity, and you're only limited by your creativity, really.
Be sure to check all the videos from the International Diamond Conference at diamonds.net/IDC. Here is a look at just how precious metals prices performed in the past 7 days. For all the latest industry news, be sure to check diamonds.net and follow us on Twitter and Facebook.